They now stand at more than $200 billion a year, said Dr. Angel. Of the many events that contributed to the industry's great and good fortune, none had to do with the quality of the drugs the companies were selling. The success of Big Pharma has more to do with marketing than with the efficiency of its drugs. Dr. Michael Wilkes described a recent process called disease mongering. This term is applied to large drug corporations' attempts to convince healthy people they are sick and need drugs. This is all in an attempt to sell treatments, explained Dr. Wilkes. When their profits don't match corporate expectations, they invent new diseases to be cured by existing drugs. Dr. Wilkes cites these examples of medical conditions he considers disease mongering: female sexual dysfunction syndrome, premenstrual dysphoric disorder, toenail fungus, baldness, and social anxiety disorder, formerly known as shyness. He said these are but a few areas where the medical community has stepped in, thereby turning normal or mild conditions into diseases for which medication is the treatment. Referring to the colossus that the pharmaceutical industry has become, Dr. Angel remarked, "It is used to doing pretty much what it wants to do." Beginning in the 1980s, important new laws were passed relaxing restrictions on pharmaceutical corporations. These included the Bayh-Dole Act, after its chief sponsors, Indiana Democratic Senator Birch Bayh and Kansas Republican Senator Robert Dole. The Bayh-Dole Act allowed universities and small businesses to patent discoveries from research underwritten by the National Institutes of Health, NIH, the major distributor of tax dollars for medical research. It also allowed taxpayer financial discoveries formerly in public domain to be granted to drug corporations through exclusive licenses. Dr. Angel said that today, universities, where most NIH-sponsored work is carried out, can patent and license their discoveries and charge royalties. Subsequent but similar legislation allows the NIH itself to directly transfer NIH discoveries to industry. Today, all parties cash in on the public investment in research, she noted. Under this system, research paid for by public money becomes a commodity to be sold for profit by private concerns. Dr. Angel provides examples of the large consulting fees paid by pharmaceutical corporations to individual faculty members and to NIH scientists and directors, increasing the intrusion of the globalist pharmaceutical corporations into medical education and the almost complete domination of medical education, particularly when it comes to drugs.